I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And it's been a little while since we had a show because I skipped last week because it was Labor Day. And I took some time off and did nothing of consequence. Well, I traveled a little and I went to some favorite restaurants and things of that nature. But no geeky video stuff. So, hope you had some time away from your computer. Actually, I took mine with me, so that doesn't quite count. But you get the idea. So, hope you had a happy Labor Day. Had some time off with friends and family. Let's get into the show. Sort of, kind of a show. You know, my camera is doing something interesting. It's showing yellow on the SD card instead of green. I'm troubled by that, particularly since this SD card was doing funny things earlier. So we'll have to see how that works out. But anyway, it's been one of those kind of technological times, if you know what I mean. All right. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here. I'm Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I have a yellow SD card logo. Hopefully that doesn't mean the screen is going to go and just go away. Anyway, you get upgrade files even if you don't want them from Microsoft. They're just those kind of folks. You know what I mean? Yes, even if you haven't said that you want Windows 10, it will download roughly 6 gig of files on your computer just in case you want to comply with them. Even Paul Thurrott, who is a Microsoft expert for sure, but he's also kind of always in Microsoft. Well, I won't say always, but he's usually in Microsoft's camp. Even he said, this needs to change now. He was quite annoyed by it. And my comment is, that's a lot of hubris, Microsoft. Put 6 gig of files on somebody's computer just in case they want to do what you want them to. Okay. Next article. Item. Article, whatever it is. Alternatives to Gmail. Now, Gmail has kind of taken over the world of emailing. But there are open source alternatives to Gmail. Now, I will say this. Gmail has the advantage of everyone in the world accepts Gmail when you send email through Gmail. They don't always accept it when you send it from your own server. Yes. Having your own private email server can be an issue, as we have seen. At any rate, not going to get into any political issues at all. Don't worry about that. Anyway, RoundCube. RoundCube is the one that I use. It is a standard LAMP Linux Apache MySQL PHP stack that it's built on. It is mostly built with PHP. And it is very easy to use, very easy to install, and it's actually quite modern, all things considered. So I like RoundCube. Next is Zimbra. Zimbra, as you may know, was a company or a project that was bought by VMware. Then VMware kind of unceremoniously dumped it. So it's back to being, they have their own company, Zimbra Company, but they're also they also have an open source version of Zimbra. They have an all-in-one solution. They have a server as well as the client. But the client is the thing that we're talking about here, mostly about clients. Squirrel mail, good old squirrel mail. Yes, I still occasionally use squirrel mail. I still have it installed on my servers, and I actually like squirrel mail pretty well. But I use RoundCube for my day-to-day email. You know what I'm saying? But squirrel mail has a few interesting little things. I like what the guy says here. It's easy and it just works. Can't go wrong there. Rain Loop. Next up, he says, is Rain Loop. Rain Loop is a very modern entry into the web mail arena, and its interface is definitely closer to what you expect if you use Gmail or other commercial email clients. Now, I've only played with Rain Loop. I wasn't as impressed as the guy that wrote the article here. It's just personal taste, you know what I'm saying? The next one he looks at is Kite. Can't say as I've ever used Kite, and at least not this program Kite. I've played with Kites as a kid. It's quite fun. Anyway, more options. Hasty Mail. It's an older client that originated back in 2002. Still written in PHP and GPL licensed. It's no longer being maintained, which is kind of makes it right out for me. I like to have a maintained email system. MailPile is another one. HTML5 email client written in Python and available under the AGPL. It's currently in beta. I haven't looked at it. May have to look at that one. Webmail Lite is modern and minimalist, also written under the AGPL. And then there's another number of groupware solutions, including Horde, which I've looked at before. Horde is, I don't know, Horde is just not my cup of tea either. I'm pretty much a round cube kind of guy, you know what I'm saying? So, 5 open source alternatives to Gmail. Now, this coming Saturday, mark your calendars. Okay? Oh, the SD card went red. That's a bad sign. I'd better check that. Okay. Hold on. So, I reformatted the card. And now it's green again. I like my SD card logo on my camera to be green. Not yellow and then red. That makes you really nervous when you're doing a show, and also makes you forget to bring your microphone back. So if you thought I was in a tunnel somewhere, now you know why. Okay. As I was saying, this Saturday, mark your calendar, not because of SD cards, but because Doctor Who is returning. The Series 9 Doctor Who. And there's actually a prologue that is available on the BBC. Actually, it's on YouTube from the BBC. And so I encourage you to go check that out. It shows Capaldi, as Doctor Who, talking to one of the Sisterhood of Karn. Not Richard Karn. It is spelled the same way, though. Anyway, no, the Sisterhood of Karn, a female group that protects the sacred flame, which creates the elixir of life. Yes. And so she's talking. This is Ohila, is the lady that he's talking to. And he's talking to her about strange goings on. So I encourage you to mark your calendar and check it out. It's going to be awesome. Okay. So, Google's new logo. Meh. That is my exact opinion. Meh. And most everybody else I've talked to is kind of meh as well. But at any rate, they do have an interesting homage to the logo and to their history on the old YouTube. And I have linked to it here in the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Anyway, check out this little video. It's actually kind of cool. I mean, you know, I'm meh about the logo, but it's cool anyway. So there you go. Whoa! Summer of the Week time, obviously. Fred, thank you. He's apparently as meh about it as anybody else. Oh, really? I'm impressed. Okay. He noticed, at least. Anyway, Google developed their own font for that logo. They got a lot of time on their hands, all I can say. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week. Why can't I connect? That's the name of the software. Now, if you had to guess what it's for, with a name like Why Can't I Connect, Yes, it's diagnostic software. You could run it, and it's a diagnostic tool only. Okay, it's just going to show you what's going on with your connection to the network. But it at least will supply you information, technical information that you can share with someone who might be able to actually help you get connected, or might you may be your own computer support. But if you're going to talk to somebody else, this is good information to have. Okay. So why can't I connect? I love these people that come up with programs like that and then they name it something strange. I guess it's better than some odd name that means nothing. Why can't I connect? You know, I'd like to download, why can't I connect? And everybody goes, well, if you can't connect, you can't download it. No, I know, but that's the name of it. Anyway, this, you might notice, is going to be a somewhat short netcast for two reasons. Count them two. Not peace, although I do wish you peace as well. But at any rate, the first reason is this was a boring week for tech news. Now you might say, but Dr. Bill, they had all the Apple announcements. Whoopee-doo. None of them were particularly exciting to me. But that's pretty much, everybody said, look, Apple is announcing stuff this week. We're not going to do anything this week. So everybody else just did nothing, which makes it hard to talk about it, because you can't, it's hard to talk about nothing for very long without it getting strange. Now, if you ask me to talk about nothing for a long time, I can, and it's usually quite entertaining. That's an inside joke for those that know me. I used to write a lot of stories about nothing. Yes. So if you don't know about that, just never mind. You'll not get it. Anyway, Apple announcements this past week. Let's go ahead and look at it. I mean, after all, we're going to... Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Apple announced the iPod Pro, which is basically a 12-plus-inch iPod. iPod. iPad. Not an iPod. An iPad. iPad Pro. You can tell I know a lot about them because I've never had one. I got to play with one a little bit at work. But other than that, not an iPad Pro, but just an iPad, regular old iPad. I tend to use my Nexus 10 tablet and my Chromebook. Don't have an iPad. But at any rate, the iPad Pro is big. It's big and it's bright and it's clear, and that's cool, but it's also expensive. $800 for a tablet. I mean, dude, for $800, you could get a real computer. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the other thing they announced is the Pencil. You say, whoa, Dr. Bill, that's exciting. They announced a Pencil. No, they announced the Apple Pencil. The Apple Pencil. You use it with the iPad Pro to draw things, and it has a touch-sensitive stylus-y thing where you can shade and you can draw and stuff like that. Again, whoopee. You know, if you have a Wacom tablet, or Wacom, Wacom, however you want to pronounce it, you could do that already. Yeah, I know, but it wouldn't be Apple, right? And for Apple people, that's the key. Okay, the announcement of iOS 9. It's bigger, it's better, it's faster. And they announced new iPhones, the 6S and the 6 Plus S. The S meaning it finally has a decent camera. And it has better aluminum that doesn't bend. I'm being hard on Apple, but hey.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.